This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Big Brother is on tonight. Very excited
about
that.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I know this has been the worst summer in,
living history.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just had the best peach. Like, it's still, you know what? There's still some bright sides to summer, and the fruit, unbelievable. So good. I feel like I just got a
burst of sunshine.
A vitamin shot. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it really... I mean, I have to peel the fur off of a peach, but
do you?
You don't eat this. You don't eat.
Sure,
that,
I do.
Do you?
But you know what? I prefer a nectarine to a peach just for that reason. But I'll just eat
that's,
the peach.
I will eat a nectarine straight up, but yeah. I don't like furry food. Like I don't.
It's not that furry.
You know, I just it reminds me of mold, kind of.
Oh.
You know?
Well, if it reminds you of mold, you're not going to want that. I feel you.
I don't mind 100... fur on other things, but that's not really food,
of course,
per se. But I, you know, I just peeled it and it was delicious.
Watermelon
and
sugar. Huh? Oh, speaking of watermelon sugar, we had a delicious watermelon last night. And you know how watermelon is. Sometimes you're like, oh, this one, I think this is going to be a good one. You cut it open and it's all just mealy inside.
Right.
Just, or spongy.
Or not sweet.
Yeah, so, you know, last night I was like, this is a... So the fruit is happy to serve you this summer, if nothing else is.
Uh-huh. I could use I'm glad... a peach right now.
Okay.
I'm all about that fur, too.
Okay.
Peaches are delicious.
Why don't the two of you just go off and have a whole convo about it? I'll wait.
I'm only talking about the topic that you're talking about right now. What are you? What's your problem today, Sarah?
Oh my God!
Get over it. You're in the worst mood, Sarah. Jeez.
Yeah, we're trying to look at the bright side of the thing.
Oh my God! How does this happen? I don't understand how it gets turned around on me.
Have a peach, everyone.
I'm perfectly happy. Yeah, but make sure you peel it so you don't have that yucky fur on there. Jeez.
Right.
Stop it, trash and brush. Oh, my God.
Sorry, celebrity person.
It never stops.
You were saying, Sarah?
I don't want to interrupt you guys. I mean, there's clearly a subtext going on here that I'm not, you know, privy to. Speaking of food, Feed America. We are partnering up with Feed America. Oakland Unified School District is serving free student meals this new school year. The district is providing nutritious foods while campuses remain closed. It's great. A lot of people depend on this. They're doing grab-and-go meal service. It's on Mondays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Students in all OUSD preschools, K-12 schools, the young adult program, you can get food at 22 different sites. So if you want to find the site near you and you want to participate in this, visit OUSD.org/COVID-19 student meals. Or you can go to RadioAlice.com. Get the info. Because URLs, who can remember them? Okay, I'm going to start with Dancing with the Stars. I do not watch Dancing with the Stars. I know people love this show. I mean, I certainly have friends who are like, I would never miss it. The way I feel about Big Brother and Survivor. So I, you know, and I like hearing who the cast is going to be. And I admit that I have tuned into certain seasons because somebody I particularly like is on the show. Mostly they don't have stars on there, but they usually have like weird pop culture people on there too. And some of the rumored things, I'm like, I'm going to watch that. So they haven't announced the cast officially. This is the 29th season of Dancing with the Stars. But of course, everyone's speculating. So I have two that we think are confirmed, but then the rest are pure speculation. I'll start with the speculative contestants. Tiger King heroine slash villain Carol Baskin is one of the rumored contestants. I personally would love that. I think that would be hilarious because she's such a whack job. They got Anne H. listed, Charlie Sheen, doubtful, maybe. Jesse McCartney, who was recently the runner-up on season 3 of The Masked Singer, he had a song called Beautiful Soul or something like that. When my kids were little, we used to hear him on Radio Disney all the time. I never knew what became of him. And nothing, apparently, because he's going to go on Dancing with the Stars, possibly. Christy Brinkley, who was on board last season, but then she broke her wrist. Remember, she landed on her hand. So her daughter replaced her. And so she may do it this year.
Here's Beautiful Soul, Sarah.
Beautiful Soul? Oh, this is the song?
Oh, it looks like Nicole knows the lyrics.
Of course she does. She's my kid's age.
Yeah,
she's only
a
little older. Yeah. I'm old enough to be Nicole's mom.
He was that voice. He also made like appearances on Disney Channel too, so that's why he was on Radio Disney.
Oh, that must be why he must have been on Radio. Did you listen to Radio Disney when you were little?
No, I listened to you guys.
Oh.
Good answer.
That is an excellent
answer.
It's the
truth. Oh, you know what?
She's lying again.
She's lying again.
This is why I can get
behind. Trust the thing she said.
Nope, not a damn thing.
This is the one time I want my dad to text in because it's the truth.
Because this is the one time it's the truth? Is that what you're saying? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's Jesse McCartney. We might be talking about this guy for nothing. He's a rumored contestant on Dancing with the Stars. Former Pittsburgh Steeler linebacker Ryan Shazer. He was nearly paralyzed in 2017, but he since learned how to walk again after spine surgery, and so he allegedly wants to go on the show. There's a soap star whose name I don't recognize. Maybe you know her. Chrishell Staus. She was also on Selling Sunset, which is on Netflix. Nope. Jerry Harris from the Netflix show Cheer, which I think is a cheerleading show, right? Not to be confused with Cheers, the show about the bar in Boston.
Yeah, it's so
which,
good.
By the way,
it's intense.
Did you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Cheer is?
Yeah.
Vinny,
well,
I know you were a
cheerleaders
Cheers
cheerleaders are the best people, as I've told you many times.
Many,
I bet
many
that
times,
show is
sure.
a huge hit.
Probably, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you get to see
yeah,
them
they're doing
under,
like crazy stunts, though. It's
oh,
like,
it's about how athletic they are. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like they get injured, and it's really.
You should watch it. It's
seems
very
like a
intense.
Lot.
Yeah.
They also party better than other people as well. They're very fun.
There's a lot of partying on there?
They're the most fun people. Oh, I don't know about the show.
You're saying in real life.
In real life, cheerleaders are the most fun to party with, too. They're fun. They're
so
nice people.
The show Cheers, you know, with Sam Malone and
yeah,
whatever the girl's name was.
One of my favorites.
Diane. The actual bar, I think it's called Bull and Finch or something like that in Boston, that they say mm-hmm. this whole show was based on, closed forever. COVID, the casualty of the COVID-19 virus. But in the end, it's, you know, every bar, it happened to they just had a little hook. Let's see. Previous rumors said that former Bachelorette star Caitlin Bristow, I actually watched, she was on 2 seasons. And she's funny. She's actually, I kind of like her. It looks like she's been, they're saying, quote unquote, confirmed by some trustworthy sources. So she may actually be on the show. And then a guy from the Backstreet Boys, AJ McLean. And those guys dance. Oh, AJ. Oh, my God. It's AJ.
He wasn't my favorite, but he's pretty good.
Which one was your favorite Backstreet Boy?
I think his name is Brian. Is
it Ryan? Oh, Brian.
A long time.
Brian, come on. Don't.
Of course you know all the guys.
Well, you know, I was in high school.
I always like, who's the blonde-haired guy? He's got that crazy relative.
Nick. Yeah. Nick Carter? Aaron Carter?
Yeah, Aaron Carter. That's right. Yeah. Nick Carter was always my favorite in the Backstreet.
Yeah, he has a high voice.
Oh, I don't know.
The higher things. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, jeez.
I just wanted to pick one. But don't they have one guy with the big bushy eyebrows too? Kevin something? He was also, he was also
Kevin's
my
one of them too. Yeah. Well, you can't have all like three
no,
favorites,
I can have,
Sarah.
I can have more favorites than you. So AJ McLean, who is already a dancer. It doesn't seem fair when people who kind of dance for a living go on Dancing with the Stars, but all right. Supposedly, the producers really wanted Dr. Fauci, but they were like, well, he is kind of busy these days.
Yeah.
They are going to, but that would be fun, right? ABC will officially announce the cast next Wednesday, a week from today, September 2nd, on Good Morning America. And the show will premiere on September 4th, and it has a new host. They kicked out whatever his name was. I already forget him. Tyra Banks is going to be the new host.
Oh. Wait, is it Bergeron?
Oh, yeah. That's it. Tom Bergeron. Yeah. And I think that who's the blonde chick who does the sideline reporting? The one who they peeked through a window?
Aaron Andrews.
Aaron Andrews. She was on it for a while doing sort of color commentary from backstage. But he did it for 28 seasons. I don't know what the hell had contract thing. Maybe was it a money thing? I don't know. But he's out now. And frankly, if people like the show, maybe they'll be fine with it no matter who the host is. I don't know that he was like for me, if Jeff Probst went away, that show would basically go away. I wouldn't really need to watch it. Thank you for playing the theme music. But Dancing with the Stars, I don't know how integral he is to the plot of Dancing with the Stars. All right, there's that. Next thing. Here we go. These are the two sides of the spectrum of people's reactions to COVID-19.
Okay.
Van Morrison. Mm-hmm. He is sick and tired of the coronavirus and the impact it's having on the music industry. Now, I get that. We're all sick and tired of the impact that the coronavirus is having on all the industries. He wants things to get back to normal right now. Especially live concerts. No social distancing. He's saying, fellow musicians, producers, promoters, and others, come forward, stand up, fight the pseudoscience, and speak up. He has some socially distanced gigs coming up in the UK, but he's not happy about it. He said, this is not a sign of compliance or acceptance of the current state of affairs. This is to get my band up and running and out of the doldrums. This is also not the answer going forward. We need to be playing to full capacity audiences going forward. Everyone wants that, Vans. And don't call it pseudoscience. It's science. So that's
why are you
one
trying
extreme.
To fight the science? That's a ridiculous statement.
I know.
Fight the science?
Don't fight the science. Please don't fight the science. We get it. We're all majorly inconvenienced, Van. You can't do it. Stop it. You don't want people to get sick and die. And not just the people who go to your concerts, the people who they bring home the sickness to. We can't do it, people. I'm watching it happen.
You know, I haven't done the story, but there's a story that if I can find it, I'll do it. But basically, they say there was a super spreader meeting in Massachusetts where someone came in and was sick, and one person spread it to this whole conference that happened in Massachusetts.
You're
in
kidding.
Early, and they say it was a super spreader. People went from that conference to different locations around the world and spread it to everybody. And you just go, wow.
Was this in March? That? Like before we knew better? Like,
yeah, you know what? I'll find
this?
The story because I don't have it in front of me, and I hate to be quoting it. Obviously, I do know I'm on the air, so I want to try and get that right. But
you know, that's the thing, Vin. If you go to a big concert and one person has it, the effects can be so incredibly far-reaching. Anyway,
right,
in this case,
they're saying, though, that the many people had flown in for the meeting
and
therefore
flew back out and took it home.
Right.
Fan-freaking-tastic. Anyway, I don't have time for too much more. Do you want to hear a Wu-Tang Clan story or an update on the death of Justin Townes Earl?
I like the Wu-Tang story, please.
The relatively short history of their seventh studio album, that was the one-of-a-kind Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. It's already something of a legend. They made one physical copy of it, and they sold it at auction. And the deal was you bought it, and it could never be publicly played. I want to say it was like 85 years or 100 years or whatever the hell it was. Martin Shkreli, it turned out, bought it. Nobody knew this until they started. He's the pharma douche guy. Remember this guy?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's actually serving 7 years right now. I'm not sure exactly what the charges were, but he was the guy who took affordable AIDS drugs, among other things, and jacked them from like $10 to $800. I mean, he was that guy. So it came out that he'd spent $2 million on this. And at the time, nobody was supposed to... Oh, there's the prices on the AIDS medication. $1,350 a dose to $750 a pill. So while he was out on bail, he got the Wu-Tang Clan really mad. He was threatening to destroy the record, calling out members of the band directly. And he ended up playing it during a live stream following the 2016 election. So then he was found guilty of fraud in 2017. He tried to sell the record on eBay, and RZA tried to buy it back. It ended up being seized by the federal government as part of a $7.36 million asset forfeiture. So he's in prison right now, and they are making a movie about this, or like, I guess, a documentary. It's going to be a Netflix thing. And the whole story is going to be told in a Netflix film. So if you're having trouble following this story, well, just watch that and it'll be all clear for you. So the seventh
studio album. It's super weird. Album. I think the Wu-Tang like had a neat idea, but then to, as an artist, to have worked, I assume they worked just as hard on that as they did on any record.
Right.
And to find out that that one douchebag is the only guy who gets to hear what you've worked, you know, hard on, I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea.
I'm with you. Even when I heard the concept of this, like, I don't know what the actual, maybe it was 100 years. I'm not sure how long it was going to have to be until people could distribute this thing. But think about what that would do to your legacy. Knowing that 100 years from now, there might be people who knew the story and knew the legend, and that there would be new music from you coming out 100 years. Like, I think that's super cool. And maybe I'm sure that'll be part of what this film is about. So look for it on Netflix. I do not have a date, but they are putting that together, and I think that'll be really interesting.
All right.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we'll clean up a few messes and we'll get to some nonsense right after these commercial messages.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.